And now it's time for our first feature. It's written by Derek James about the Macintosh factory, and he's entitled it The Day a Piece of Our History Melted Away. A shortened version of the article is read by Chris Gillam.
This was the last of the big city centre manufacturing factories, and today, where it once stood, we have the Chapelfield Shopping Centre. The story of how this factory came about starts in 1863 in a damp and dingy cellar in London Street, Norwich, where a clever and pioneering chemist was hard at work. Albert Cayley was busy making mineral waters, and the people loved them, an exotic drink in those days. As the orders rolled in, Albert needed more room, so he moved to Bedford Street, and before long his drinks were being enjoyed by people across Norwich and Norfolk. His son Edward joined the company in 1878, and 2 years later they took over a building at Chapelfield, formerly occupied by weaver George Allen. The flavours of the drinks people loved included soda, potash, seltzer, lemonade, and the most popular of all, ginger ale. They received orders from the royal family and the House of Commons. The trouble was, they were rushed off their feet in the summer, but orders dried up in the winter. Albert didn't want to lay his workers off, so he started making a winter warmer, cocoa. And then in 1886, that led to the manufacture of chocolate, and that could and would be enjoyed at any time of the year. When Albert stepped down from the business in 1894, Frederick Cayley joined the company and production was really taking off. They also started to make crackers, and in 1890 a big new ultra-modern factory was built at Chapelfield. By 1904, Cayley's was employing 700 people making chocolate and crackers, which were shipped across the world. The firm remained in the hands of the Cayley family until 1918, when it was bought by the African and Eastern Trade Corporation. And then in 1932, it was taken over by John Mackintosh and Sons of Halifax. And that is something all of us in Norwich and Norfolk can be grateful for. We have so much to thank the Yorkshire Toffee King for. Although he died back in 1964, the memory of Harold Mackintosh lives on. He was the founding father of the UEA. All the members of the Mackintosh family threw themselves into community life across Norfolk, and they made their chocolate factory one of the best in the world. They also helped to turn the fine city into the smelly city. But what a lovely smell it was, chocolate. Under the Mackintosh umbrella, a whole range of household favourites were made. Rollo was a little brown beauty which arrived in 1937 and was exported to more than 100 countries. Then during the Second World War, the factory was destroyed in the bombing raids over the city. Eventually, a new factory was officially opened by the Duchess of Kent more than 10 years later. It was back, bigger and better than ever. Business was booming again. They also made millions of Easter eggs. In 1969, Mackintosh and Rowntree joined forces, and the 7-acre Norwich site was a leading player in the worldwide and award-winning operation. The company employed more than 1,000 men and women. Come 1988, Nestlé took over, and 6 years later it was announced the Norwich factory was closing with a loss of 900 jobs. The campaign to keep it open was lost, and it closed its doors for the last time on November the 29th, 1996, the end of an era.